Welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Today, Tony, another investigative journalism look into the world of inventing. A lot of inventing going on out there.
Yeah, it's seeping under the cracks of our lives.
It smells like seawater in today's sketch, and that's why we'd like you to see some water and write into us with your idea of the implicit question that is hidden in today's episode. If we select your implicit question, and it's right, and it's done in red crayon, you might win a valuable prize.
Welcome to this NPR Newsbreak. I'm Madeline Sterno, reporting from New Bern, North Carolina, a typical small East Coast town where the News River meets the Atlantic. My curiosity brought me to New Bern for an interview with Shanti Hicks, an inventor and entrepreneur who Forbes magazine recently named as one of their 50 top inventing women to stay out of the path of. I met her by her dock and boathouse, just down the path from her inventor's workshop on the river.
Hello there, Madeline Sterno.
Hello, Ms. Hicks. Before we take a look at your new invention, would you tell us how you got the idea in the first place?
Of course. Well, since I was a child and my mother read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea to me, I'd been fascinated with submarines.
Your mother read Jules Verne's book about Captain Nemo to you? That's a long book.
Yes, it was over many nights. In any case, I started thinking about the concept of the submarine, and I thought, sub? What's the opposite of a sub?
I don't know, an open-faced pastrami on rye with melted Swiss cheese?
No, just the word sub. What's the opposite, I asked myself. Super. Super versus sub.
Okay, and how did this etymological breakthrough pan out?
What then, I asked myself, would be the opposite of a submarine? Wait, before you answer, let me tell you my initial thought. Wait for it. Supermarine.
A supermarine.
That's right. And just as a submarine travels under the water, hence the sub, my supermarine is designed to travel above the water.
Hence the super. Yes, but I'm afraid this super idea of yours has already been tried. We call it a boat.
Yes, I thought of that. But my supermarine inverts the basic concept of the submarine, which is designed to look like a fish or a penguin. And the supermarine, for maximum stability, is completely flat, like a beach. Hence, it floats.
I repeated my skeptical views, but agreed to enter the boathouse to see Shanti Hicks's prototype.
Behold, the supermarine. To capture the flat like a beach impact, I've loaded it with sand.
Well, what you've got there is a raft, Shanti, and one more cup of sand will overbalance it, sending it to the bottom of the river.
Okay, okay, but I think you're missing the true ambit of my genius here. What if this is only the beginning? What other opposite inventions lay unseen in our future? The non-ink pen? The garden mongoose? The alternative fax machine?
Shanti Hicks went on to discourse at length about buoyancy and Latin declensions and how innovations don't have to be new in order to be monetized. In one final effort to push back, I showed her a picture on my phone of a small yacht that I had seen on assignment at the marina in Miami that was literally named Supermarine. But nothing is going to dampen Hicks's energy and enthusiasm, it seems. Reporting from New Bern, North Carolina, I'm Madeline Sterno from NPR.
Tony, did someone send in an implicit question?
Bart Medley from Murraysville, Pennsylvania asks, how do I get sand out of my swimming trunks?
Sand was featured, but no one was supposed to be swimming around that invention.
It's no.
Prototype and therefore potentially dangerous.
So, no valuable prize.
No, not at all.
But people who do retain value are our cast, Nancy Roth and Jody Stewart-Strobel. This episode was written by Kevin Decker. And let's thank the only man who goes back for a second helping of Jell-O and Marshmallow Salad, Brian Lindsay.